Yes, are you recording?
Sorry. Recording now.
My name is Treya Knapp. This is Payless Mosette. For the last 10 years, the Gallimed government has orchestrated a grand conspiracy against the entire labor class of its population by getting them to believe that there is a highly contagious and incurable disease called Sriracha Mebus, and that their government is the only entity in the entire galaxy that has the ability to treat, but not cure it. But there is no such disease as Sriracha Mebus. It was created by the planetary leaders to control the labor class through fear. The Federation has turned a blind eye to these gross violations because Ganymedes is outside their territory. But the Federation I know, the Federation I love, will not stand idly by while innocent people are exploited for no other reason than that they were born without money.
Treya, are you okay? You don't look so good.
I'm fine. Just a little more heavy-handed than usual is all. Did you access their computers?
I'm downloading the files now.
Ow! Damn it!
What happened?
I just tore the stamp blister. I can't. Help me.
Treya! Your tongue is swelling! A blister? Cough? Swollen tongue? You have it! Treya, you have Sriracha Mebus! Get us out of here, now! Stay with me, Treya. I'm going to get you to a doctor. One who will cure you. I promise.
Hanglar, M.D. Starring John Whiting as Dr. Hanglar, Heather Ashley as Salon, Jeannie Lin as Dr. Vonis, Timothy Fritz as Dr. Lucas Noah, and Mark Samarius as Dr. Profto. Created by Eric Weaver. Episode 101, Recalled to Life. Written and directed by Eric Weaver.
All right, let's get all the cliches out of the way all at once. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Your thousand-mile journey begins with this first step. Be one with the medicine grasshoppers. And before Dr. Vonis inquires about my comparison of three humanoids to an Insecta Orthoptera, know that I was being cute for cute's sake.
Then why?
I am not here to give you a lesson in cultural idioms or Terran Insecta, Doctor.
I'm begging your pardon, Dr. Hanglar.
Dr. Profto, silence is profitable. And just to cover all my bases, Dr. Noah?
Yes, Dr. Hanglar?
Shut up. You're here to continue the field training you signed up for 3 months ago. I'm about to test you, and I will either pass or fail you based on your performance.
Oh, no.
The test? Diagnose a patient without the aid of a tricorder.
Isn't that dangerous? We could really hurt someone, or worse.
If you're worried you don't have enough gold-pressed latinum to cover the resulting malpractice lawsuit, fear not. Computer, activate the EMH.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
I've reprogrammed this little brat with a specific and rare disease.
You have? Why?
Treat him as though he were real.
That's so offensive. Holograms can learn and grow.
Don't be fooled. His words and his form might be smoke and mirrors, but his symptoms are not. Well, who wants to impress me?
I do. Okay, hollow patient. First, why don't you lie down on the bed? Good. Comfortable?
Sure.
How long have you had your symptoms?
Since that talking warthog gave them to me.
This assemblage of bent light needs an attitude adjustment.
For a couple of days. I feel like I'm going to die.
Muscle pains? Joint aches?
Yeah, all of that. Will I die?
Of course, we're all gonna die eventually, but I won't let you die under my care today. First, I'll need to perform a physical exam.
Congratulations. You killed him.
I did? How? What did he die of?
Lengthy dialogue. No time for chit-chat on the battlefield. Next.
How would you classify your genetic profile? Susceptible to mutation?
I don't know.
This isn't an interrogation.
Logically, the more information I have, the more likely it is that I will make a correct diagnosis.
You won't have the luxury of a complete medical history in the field, Dr. Vaunus. And I doubt you can get all of your patients to agree to a mind meld as a shortcut. Let us assume the patient dies during your 80th interview question. Death 2, doctors 0.
I'm listening to your heartbeat.
You have to stand so close. I'm not interested.
Dr. Hangler, what is this?
You might have to treat a Cardassian someday. They are aggressive when they're aroused.
I'm going to feel your glands now.
You touch me like you know me.
Come on, you're intentionally making this harder than it has to be so we can't succeed. That's cheating.
People cheat. Deal with it. If you bring a broken heart into the field, your patients will die. The three of you must be proud. For the first time in 300 years, someone died of the Terran flu.
Well, that's not fair. I'm no human.
If you don't know what the flu looks like, then how can you expect to diagnose anything in the field? Go back to your quarters and read.
Where are you going?
I'm taking my mind to the gutter. Ceylon? Would you care to explain why you've emptied all my drawers into a pile on my bed?
We have to go. It's an emergency.
Yes, I'm bowling 190 a week before the big tournament. Would you happen to have seen my bowling ball?
Treya Knapp is dying.
Ian will warp around a star to save her if he has to. Ah, here it is.
Hanglar!
Ah!
Your foot!
Feels... broken. Thankfully, it's still attached, meaning I can bowl.
She's on Galamedes, meaning no Federation ships can go there, and she can't leave infected.
Ceylon, even if I could, how...
Palus! Remember him? Turns out his family's loaded. He got us a transport. We have to go now!
I took over the field training program to get away from wacky misadventures in outer space.
You also swore to help the sick. Or are you too preoccupied with your bowling score to remember?
Just when I think I'm out, they beam me back in. Personal log, Stardate 62090.1. I've taken the liberty of bringing along Doctors Vaunus, Noah, and Profto to evaluate Treya Knapp's medical condition. It would behoove us to find a cure before Starfleet realizes we're missing. What do we know about Sriracha amoebus, besides the lack of a cure?
Likely a hyperacute autoimmune reaction to an infectious agent, given its presentation.
Eyewitness accounts describe lymphatic swelling and blisters preceding a vascular event. Why are you walking with a cane?
I broke my foot. It hurts to walk.
What did you inject yourself with?
Forget about me. What else do we know about the disease?
After the initial symptoms, renal failure occurs within 3 days.
She's going to go through hell.
We've reached the rendezvous. The freighter captain's hailing.
Dr. Hengler and company, be advised that your patient is aboard and secure in our med bay.
Thank you, Captain Dana. Be prepared to receive us and our equipment momentarily.
Your equipment? Yes, well, about that. I need to speak with you as soon as you're aboard, Doctor.
You get what you pay for.
Dr. Henglar, there are a few ground rules I'd like to discuss.
Of course. Rulemaking is the captaincy's greatest perk.
Yes, I'm all about the power trip. My ship... well, she's a good ship, but the name Durable is misleading. We don't have much energy to spare. Ah! This damn leg. So, no stasis units. And you can forget about using that isotropic restraint, too.
My patient could die without that equipment. We don't have any idea what we're dealing with here.
Understand this, Dr. Henglar. We can't leave Galamed space until she's cured. Given an indefinite space cruise, I have to conserve as much energy as possible.
My niece is training to become a Starfleet engineer. She can help you squeeze every last electron out of your reactors if you let her.
I have no doubt Salon will be of help. But this is my ship. You find a cure for Treya Knapp with the tools I allow you to have, or I will beam her into space.
So you believe being a miserable space wench gives you the right to decide who lives and who dies?
Get out!
Being alone will only make it worse. Eventually, you'll become a twitching mess.
Momentarily, you will become a bleeding mess.
Maybe you should be looking after your own health. Does the pain presently going down your leg cause it to twitch?
What? Well, maybe... Yes, sometimes.
You have sciatica, that's why.
How did you know my leg twitched? I only indicated pain in the leg.
Your reaction to the pain indicated it was sudden and sharp, but not unfamiliar. Then I just guessed.
Mm-hmm. So, how do I make the pain go away?
Change your posture. Don't sit for so long. Get a new chair. Then come see me for a muscle relaxer. That will end the pain and the twitching. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go cure an incurable disease.
Dr. Henglar.
We are grateful for your kindness.
Quiet. Why isn't she in stasis?
This was the best I could do.
So now we might all be infected.
I do not have Sriracha Mebus.
Oh, well, if you know what you have, then by all means, heal thyself.
She's seizing.
That is not a disease marker.
Renal function?
Still normal.
She doesn't have Sriracha Mebus.
What is it? What's wrong?
She might have something else that's also entirely incurable. Differential diagnosis. Swollen tongue, hemorrhagic bully, seizures. What do these symptoms tell us? That's not a hologram out there. We don't have time for you to be afraid. Out with it.
An allergic reaction. Extended periods of time in alien cultures could lead to a histamine revolt.
Her mind loves the new frontier, but her body rejects it.
She's also lost 10 pounds between her physical last month and now.
Again, constant travel. She might not like what the locals eat.
Weight loss and blisters and a swollen tongue most likely means an immune reaction.
But the tricorders missed.
Tricorders make mistakes too, which is why they don't operate themselves. Biopsy one of the lesions.
Biopsy? A real patient?
Conducting such a procedure is illogical when we have a nuclear imaging scanner on board.
The imaging scanner is an energy drain. Our good Captain Dana has decreed that we are to conserve ship's power wherever possible.
So we have to cut into the patient?
Dr. Vonis and Dr. Profto will handle the biopsy. Right now, I need you to sift through the happy couple's belongings and analyze it for any stray bacterium or microbe.
Why?
Because sometimes investigating a patient's environment requires a look through their dirty laundry.
Is all field medicine like this?
No. Sometimes there's an actual field. Now get to work. Trey should be awake soon. Just thought you'd like to know.
I can't give you more power.
I know. Still, maybe you should look your dying friend in the face and tell her why you can't give her doctor the power he needs to save her life.
Talk about laying it on thick.
A 10% increase would go a long way.
The fusion reactors on this ship are 20 years past their expiration dates. It's like running a galaxy-class starship with an Oberth-class warp core.
I'm running a sick bay, not a ship of the line. Get me more power.
Give me more power.
I thought she didn't have Sirach Amoebus.
He still might have an infection.
Is that a laser scalpel?
Indeed. I am preparing to excise a skin sample from the patient.
You can't cut into her!
It is necessary to determine the cause of her skin lesions.
I have a pain abater ready.
This is insane! You're gonna carve her into pieces!
Emotional outbursts will not aid us in our diagnosis.
Palis, it's okay. Nothing ever goes as planned.
Has she ever done this before?
None of us have.
I've completed the procedure. You may now relax.
So, this is where the magic happens.
I think you're lost, Doctor. This here is the bridge.
I couldn't tell, what with all the fancy lights and accoutograms.
What do you want?
I need the Klingon transport ship that brought me my sick patient.
Oh, too late. They've cleared security. They're almost to the border.
I need to examine that ship to determine whether or not it made Treya sick.
Klingons hate inspections.
I'll be gentle.
They hate gentle, too.
I'll be rough.
Henglar, forget it.
Would you mind if I spoke with the captain myself? Hear it straight from the warrior's mouth?
Fine.
Federation ship Durable to Ganymedes Patrol. Be advised that the Klingon transport approaching the border has not been cleared of infectious agents.
What the hell are you doing?
Let me know when the disciples of Kalis return.
The skin biopsy was positive for pemphigus.
Excellent. Give her methotrexate.
An immunosuppressant will make her more susceptible to infections. If her body's already attacking itself...
For now, we treat each symptom as it comes until we figure out what's causing them all. Consider her an anthill. Pemphigus is a soldier. We have to find the queen.
You're insane!
Here's the queen now.
Perhaps we should exit.
Why?
Am I about to witness a tantrum?
Recalling the Klingons! They're probably going to open fire when they come back.
The Ganymedes wouldn't let an armed foreign ship into their space.
You're playing games with my friend's life, don't you care?
My team is taking care of her.
But you're here to help her, not hand over responsibility to students. You don't care anymore. If Treya dies... she won't be the only one.
I can come back.
What did you find?
Trace amounts of non-Terran bacteria on Palis's clothes. He could have infected her with whatever he caught on Ganymedes.
Except that Palis isn't sick.
His Cardassian physiology probably handled the environment better than hers. Intimate contact may have helped him pass something to her.
Their intimacy made her sick? Must have been quite a breakup you went through.
If you think I can't work for you because of a broken heart, then why did you accept me into the program?
I have a cold, logical Vulcan. An ethical Ferengi. You're the raw emotion that completes the circle.
You expect me to work for you knowing you don't respect me?
I respect those professionals who act like one. You'll need to search the Klingon transport once it returns.
I am not your errand boy.
You're whatever you need to be to cure your patient. You will search the transport. Kapla!
So you wound up an engineer?
And you're a political activist.
The Ganymedes have perpetrated a lie. Sirach Amoebus to gain control over their labor class. We were this close to exposing them.
You two want to save the galaxy?
Palis is terrified of getting caught. I'm sure he'd like to forget this whole thing ever happened. Arrange this transport so that I didn't have to go to a hospital in Galamedes and disappear into their bureaucracy.
He's a good man.
Life can be so unpredictable. Even your uncle seems a little
He's the same. It's been 2 years, but everyone in their own time, right? Treya? Treya?
What happened?
I don't know, she just stopped.
She's cracking!
3 cc's of cortisone.
Report.
Her PP's falling, and her red blood cell count has dropped 25%.
Pemphigus doesn't cause anemia.
She's not responding to the strobilin.
You don't know what's wrong with her, do you, Henglar?
Bridge to Medbay. Hope you're happy, Henglar. The Klingons are back, and they're pissed.
You were wrong, Henglar!
Korlog, I say again, we had nothing to do with your detainment. I am going to kill you, but first I'm going to make you eat your own snout.
You glow when you make threats.
Anybody speak Klingon? What did you say, Henglar?
If I knew, I probably wouldn't have said it.
The only way to resolve this is to make their detainment worthwhile, profitable. Give them something. Spare parts, weapons, anything.
He's got plenty of weapons.
We have expensive medical equipment just gathering dust.
Korlog, let's work this out. I have medical equipment that I can give you for your trouble.
Starborn!
Well done, Doctor. You accessed your inner Ferengi just in time.
Do you have biomimetic gel?
Oh, they always ask for that.
We'll send you an inventory. You can select any 2 items, provided we can board your ship to conduct a medical search.
We are not sick.
No, but you transported someone who is now gravely ill. We need to rule out your ship as a possible infection point.
You will be limited to common ship areas only. At the first sign of treachery, I will crush your skulls.
Idiopathic hemolysis. We have no idea why the patient's immune system has started attacking both her red and white blood cells.
Clearly, Treya has an infection of alien origin.
Are you sure it's not the flu?
Why would interstellar travel make it less likely that she'd contract a non-Terran ailment?
Because the daughter of a Starfleet admiral knows to update her immunizations prior to travel.
Federation-mandated immunizations. She's a political activist whose axiology is anti-government.
Very well. Let's scour our collective knowledge for every last disease in the known universe that causes these symptoms. Go.
Choreocytosis.
Not if the strobilin didn't work.
Matremia would explain the highly infected nature of her blood and her impaired immune system.
When would she have had access to a Metreon weapon? On the planet?
I doubt she was exposed to Metreon isotopes, but check the Klingon ship. I hear they have weapons.
I will search the transport.
Dr. Noah's got your back.
What about a multifacic prion?
Attaches to the cell wall and ruptures it. Stray viral proteins get into the blood, trigger an immune response. Fits. Treat her.
Treatment for a multifacic prion involves genetic resequencing. You traded away our resequencer.
And the only way to diagnose it is by using a nuclear imaging scanner, which we are unable to use.
There is one other way.
Oh, no. Seleximar.
Mm-hmm.
The Ferengi banned Seleximar.
Because it dulled the sensitivity in their ears, not because it didn't bind itself to proteins.
If she doesn't have a prion, Seleximar will make her worse.
But if she doesn't respond to the Seleximar, then we'll know she doesn't have the prion.
Logical, but unethical.
Write that on my torpedo tube. In the meantime, consider that someday each of you will have to make a difficult choice to save a patient. Dr. Noah, Dr. Vonis, I believe you have an away team to assemble.
If Dr. Hengler upsets you, then perhaps you should consider a transfer back to your ship.
Hengler's training program will get me promoted to CMO faster.
Fascinating.
What is it?
Multiple DNA markers, including Klingon, human, and Cardassian, as well as another substance, not DNA.
It smells like bubblegum.
I detect alcohol.
Blood wine.
Miss Knapp indicated that she and Palis dined with the Klingons throughout their trip.
These vats are watering holes for bacteria, and with all the different races co-mingling...
Blood wine is acidic enough to neutralize most harmful bacteria.
Then let's check the kitchen. Maybe the chef didn't always wash his hands.
The mess hall is not on the approved search list.
People cheat. I don't know enough about Klingon culinary arts to guess why there's a boar's head just sitting out, but Treya might have caught a parasite from her food.
A parasite could not explain her constellation of symptoms.
Do you know enough about Klingon parasitology to trust your answer? Didn't think so. We need to get a sample off the ship. What are you doing with the knife?
If we ask the Klingons for a sample, they will deny us. However, if we simply take it...
You're gonna eat that? I thought Vulcans were vegetarians.
My beliefs are secondary to our patient's life.
You are so beautiful.
Don't have to lie to me, Palis. The Slaxmar made me go bald.
I don't care if you have hair or not. You are beautiful.
Why stay with me? You should go back to school.
I love you. I want to be with you. Oh no, your nose is bleeding. Let me get you some more tissues.
Forget it, I'm fine.
We're going to get through this.
No, I'm not.
The Slaxmar treatment only made her go bald. It's not a prion.
DNA analysis of the blood wine vat found samples from both Palis and Treya.
But no sign of a virus or bacteria that would cause her infections.
But how was the food?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You thought I wouldn't find out? A human and a Vulcan walk into a Klingon kitchen. Insert punchline.
Palis, what's wrong? Is Treya okay?
She wants to die.
So, you want to die? Do you think that's a wise decision? Only your doctor knows best.
Hi, Dr. Hengler. Nice to see you again. Thanks for caring.
I'm not here to hold your hand.
What's with the cane?
What's with the death wish?
I asked you first.
I broke my foot. Dropped a bowling ball on it.
That's so sad.
More painful than anything. Luckily, I have this hypo. And I have many hypos filled with all sorts of painkillers, pleasure enhancers, whatever you need to feel better. So don't be an idiot.
I'm dying.
No, you want to die. There's a difference.
You don't understand. You don't get it. Let me die.
You're afraid, and given the hell you've already experienced, you'd rather not find out if it can get any worse. Makes sense, but you're still an idiot.
If you weren't in my position for one second, you'd think differently.
I know what wanting to die feels like, and more importantly, what it looks like. Your eyes say fear.
If a human, the daughter of a Starfleet admiral, dies of an unknown disease from Ganymedes, the Federation will take action.
But you'll still be dead. And then who will ensure that the Federation's actions matter? You're not using your head.
You're right. I'm not using my head. I should start doing that.
She's seizing again!
Treya!
It happened suddenly.
2 cc's of Lictrazine.
There's still something wrong with her. Do something!
Look, a rash on her thigh. Examine it.
Tricorder detects Klingon RNA.
How did we miss a rash?
We didn't. It's new.
Dr. Noah and I must have brought it back with us from the transport.
Then why aren't we all sick?
That is a Gorlag rash. It is a result of unclean food. By itself, it's harmless, but with her other symptoms, it tells us a lot. Gorlag rashes don't trigger hyperimmune responses alone.
Indeed.
It's not where she's been, it's where she's going. She's had multiple infections. All signs point to her body attacking itself. Her personality has changed. Blood wine.
You want a drink?
What did the blood wine smell like?
It was distinctly sweet.
I know what's wrong with her.
What is it? What's wrong with her?
She has trans-species food poisoning.
That's it?
But in this case, the food is the blood wine, and that is why her immune system is destroying her.
How is that possible?
Once you go Klingon, she sampled their blood wine, and in the process likely cut her lip on a jagged chalice. The sweet smell of the blood wine tells us it was a fresh vintage, meaning some blood cells were active when they entered her blood. Like a vaccination, the Klingon cells triggered an immune response. But since her last physical was only a month ago, the vaccinations she received at that same appointment were still active. Her immune system became confused, starting to attack itself and her body, causing all of her symptoms. That's why she developed so many infections so quickly. Pemphigus, hemolysis, and the rash resulted from a hyperimmune response.
Her living conditions aboard the Klingon ship and on Galamedes must have exacerbated her condition.
More likely, the transporter Treya's friends used to beam her into the lab had a damaged biofilter that removed healthy cells and accelerated her condition. Cordazolax, you'll be fine.
That's it?
A damaged immune system promotes unhealthy thoughts and feelings. In other words, being sick made you an idiot who wanted to die.
Thank you, Dr. Hengler.
You did it.
Captain.
Doctor? Where's the rest of your team?
Their assignment, such as it is, has ended. Starfleet did not approve of my field trip.
What will Starfleet do to you?
Not even a telepath could decipher the bureaucratic thought process. I may be discharged or promoted.
Pelos gave me a nice little bonus. Before you face your destiny, you might join me for a drink.
You're not here to kill me.
I haven't told you where we'll be drinking. Might be an airlock.
I haven't said yes to anything.
Can't blame a girl for trying. Thanks for wrecking my ship.
You look like the cat that just ate the canary.
What's a canary?
You really should go back to school.
Maybe. But there's one thing I need to do first. I've been reading and practicing. I hope I get this right. Treya Knapp, will you enter into a marriage with me for the rest of our lives?
Nothing ever goes as planned. Yes!
Trans-species food poisoning. There's only ever been 4 reported cases of it.
Anglar got lucky.
It has often been said that luck is the result of preparation.
Are you prepared for the ass-kicking we're about to get from command?
We were assigned to Dr. Hengler's training program. We were following orders.
What do you think they're gonna do to Hengler?
That's the last we'll ever see of Dr. Hengler, I think. But we have some notoriety now. Maybe that helps get us promoted.
I am more concerned with medicine.
To each their own. Cheers.
Would you punish Hengler?
No. He did the right thing.
The Admiral will see you now.
I'm inclined to accept your resignation, Dr. Hengler. By all accounts, you're a poor doctor with a terrible bedside manner. You absconded with 3 junior doctors for what amounted to a Knapp family health emergency. But you're a good teacher, and a position has just been created that perfectly suits you.
The Corps of Engineers isn't prepared for someone like you, so go easy on them at first.
Don't think I'm ready for them.
Remember, if at first you don't succeed,
it was never meant to be. Are you ever going to lose that cane?
I think it gives me character.
A crutch is still a crutch.
There is no Corps of Poets, Sidon.
The cane, the hypospray, the field training course? What else is there for you to hide behind?
Life is never as simple as we want it to be. That's a hard lesson to learn. You haven't learned it yet.
I know that you're a better man because of Myra. But if she were still alive, it would kill her to see you as this ghost, just drifting through existence.
Engineer, counselor, pain in my ass. Is there anything you can't do?
I can't save you from yourself. Just have a drink with her already. It won't kill you. Promise. Bye, Uncle. Take care of yourself.
Computer, activate the emergency medical hologram.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
Broken foot.
You know, oh, it's moments like this when I wish I weren't so cheap. We could use an anti-grav unit. Maybe we should just stop shipping heavy objects.
Are you being serious, Captain?
Of course not. Hengler! I thought you were done with me. What the hell are you doing here?
I'm thirsty.
This episode featured the voices of Melody M. Spivak as Captain Dana Russell, Sarah Jo Ellis as Treya Knapp, Greg Fliss as Palis, Andrew Foster as the Admiral, Eric Weaver as the Emergency Medical Hologram, Marie Helena as the Admiral's Secretary, David Hill as Captain Dana's Crewman. Theme and score by Mary Kayumjin. Medical Advisor Farrell Pearson. Technical Advisor Jonathan Connor. Audio Consultant Michael Hudson. Story Editor Mark Painter. Executive Producers Rob Caves and Eric Weaver. This has been a Hidden Frontier production, Join us on the web at www.hiddenfrontier.com.